seconds and counting. The guidance system will go in.
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, do you like pets? There seems to be more and more of them around, don't you think? Of course, dogs and cats have always been popular, but now it's not unusual to see someone walking down the street with their pet pig or ferret. Pets are a big responsibility, but many people feel their companionship is worth it. Now, before we go any further, let's glance at three helpful words. The first word is unconditionally. Unconditionally. As in, even though the boy disobeyed, his father still loved him unconditionally. The second word is camaraderie. The childhood friends enjoyed a strong camaraderie even when they were adults. And the last word is mortality. As in, Joe was more aware of his own mortality after a near-fatal car accident. Okay, friends, let's go to the reading now. Please open your magazines to page 24 and line 1.
Furry friend or frustrating foe? The pros and cons of owning a pet. Pro. Constant companion. Imagine having a companion who cheers you up, improves your health, and loves you unconditionally. This type of camaraderie might sound too good to be true, but for many people, pets fill this role. In the United States alone, approximately 63% of all households have discovered this valuable form of friendship. Health benefits. Pets have the power to improve both the mental and physical health of their owners. In fact, some researchers have discovered that pets have the ability to combat depression, give a sense of purpose, and decrease their owner's blood pressure. They can even help people live longer lives. One nursing home actually experienced a 15% lower mortality rate after welcoming pets into their facility.
Hi everyone, I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us for our viewpoints lesson. Viewpoints lessons are fun because we give you a pro and a con to an argument, and actually you get to make up your mind about a particular issue. So today, what are we talking about, Esther?
Well, we're talking about whether you should or should not have a pet.
That's right, the pros and cons of owning a pet. And we're going to start today with the pros. The pros of having a pet or owning a pet. And maybe some of you out there already have a pet. Are you a pet owner? Well, you could probably tell us a lot of reasons why we should own pets. And let's get right into our lesson, Esther. What's one reason we should own pets?
Well, one reason that we should own a pet, because a pet is your constant companion. Now remember, a pet is an animal that you take care of, and if you have an animal that you take care of, then it's your companion. It's your friend. It's always with you.
That's right. And some things this companion pet can do is cheer you up. So if you're not feeling well, maybe you're feeling a little sad, your pet can cheer you up and make you feel better. Also, pets can improve your health. Wow, that's pretty cool if a pet improves your health.
That's right. Well, why might a pet improve your health? For example, if you're someone who doesn't like to exercise, but you have a dog, then you know that you need to take your dog on a walk. Then this will help you go and exercise more, and this will improve your health.
Sounds good to me. Well, another reason we should have pets is because pets love us unconditionally. Wow, this is definitely true. No matter what, your pet will probably love you very, very much unconditionally. Now, that's one of our word bank words. And Esther, can you tell us what unconditionally means?
Sure. If you have a condition to something, then you have reasons or concerns to why something happens. But if someone loves you unconditionally, they love you no matter what happens. So if you do something unconditionally, then you won't ask why, you will just do it.
That's right. The pets will love you no matter what. Well, do you think this sounds too good to be true? Some people might think that this type of camaraderie sounds too good to be true, but it's not. For many people, pets fill this role. However, we need to go back to that long word, camaraderie. Camaraderie is when you have a familiarity or a trust between friends. In other words, you're comfortable with people and you can just be yourself and maybe joke around a little bit with them and have a good time with them. And you can have good camaraderie with your pets as well.
That's right. Camaraderie is a very long word, but remember, it just means friendship and trust. But in the United States alone, Rachel, how many people approximately own pets?
Well, according to our lesson, about 63% of all households own pets. These people have discovered this valuable form of friendship. That's actually a pretty high percentage. That's more than 50% of people own a pet. Well, we've talked about a few benefits of having a pet so far, and let's focus specifically now on the health benefits. Esther, what do we learn here?
Well, pets have the power to improve both your mental and physical health. If something improves your mental health, it has to do with your brain and how you think. And pets can also help improve your physical health or how healthy your body is.
Wow, this is pretty amazing. Even your mental health, they can help improve. In fact, as our author tells us, some researchers have discovered that pets have the ability to combat depression, give a sense of purpose, and decrease their owner's blood pressure. Let's look at those individually, one by one, just briefly. So they have the ability to combat depression. And depression is when you feel really sad. Very, very sad. And if the pet can help cheer you up, then maybe you won't feel so depressed.
That's right. And they can also give you a sense of purpose. They can also give you hope. And the last thing they can do is that they can help decrease their owner's blood pressure. So this is how you can be both mentally and physically stronger if you have a pet.
Wow, that sounds good to me. And I guess if something can lower your blood pressure, that's a great thing to have, is having a pet. Well, pets can also help you live longer. And we have an example here. Our author tells us that there was a nursing home, and a nursing home is where older people live or they stay. And one nursing home experienced a 15% lower mortality rate after they welcomed pets into their facility. So after they brought the pets in to be around the people in the nursing home, the mortality rate decreased 15%.
That's a lot. Well, the mortality rate is the death rate. For example, if a country has a high mortality rate, then it means that perhaps many people die by a certain age. But if pets can help decrease the mortality rate, then it helps people live longer and stay alive.
That sounds good to me. Well, obviously, there are a lot of pros with having pets, but we have more to talk about in a minute. We're going to take a break right now, but before we do, let's listen to an interview with some Mingluan high school students.
Hey, my name is May. I like pets. Pets are interesting to watch and play with. Besides, they can keep me company and food me. But pets are like my family members. When I'm bored, I can talk to them and they will respond a tenderness as even though they can't speak. With a pure heart, they just want to make me happy. Another advantage of keeping pets for me is that I can learn lots of things through caring them, such as developing patience and having a sense of responsibility. Therefore, I recommend keeping pets.
Hi, I'm Joanne. What do I think feeding pets is a good thing? I have some reasons for it. First, when I feel lonely and nobody accompanies me, I will go to my dog and share my feeling with it. It doesn't complain at all. Besides family, it can be my best friend. Second, a lot of pets can be your housekeepers. They can help you to keep your house safe. So, I like to feed the pets and play with them.
Hi friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Aren't pets great? We've been talking about pets. They provide companionship, and actually they help people to live longer. Those are some of the pros. In the next section of today's lesson, we'll listen in as two friends, Bess and Adam, have a conversation about pets. But before we do, let's become familiar with the word high-spirited. High-spirited, as in, after winning the championship, the high-spirited team celebrated by honoring their coach. Okay, now let's turn back to page 24 for the rest of the reading.
Furry friend or frustrating foe? Conversation.
Hi, Adam. Is that your dog?
Actually, he's my son Dylan's dog. I'm just taking him for a walk today.
He's a golden retriever, right?
Yes. We've had him about 3 weeks, and already, we can't live without him.
Really? Why?
He's such a great companion. So friendly and playful.
He seems kind of high-spirited, all right.
Yes, but he is calming down. And he's teaching Dylan responsibility because he has to feed and exercise him every day.
So why are you walking him today?
Dylan asked me to because he has basketball practice after school today.
Well, we've been talking about the pros of why you should own a pet, and we mentioned how pets can help combat depression, give you a sense of purpose, and help you be mentally and physically stronger and healthier.
That's right, Esther, and right now we're going to look at a conversation. The conversation is between two friends, Bess and Adam, and they're discussing Adam's dog. So let's look at some of the things they have to say. Bess goes up to Adam and asks him, Hi, Adam, is that your dog? And what does Adam say to her?
Adam says, actually, he's my son Dylan's dog. So this isn't Adam's dog, but he's taking his son's dog for a walk.
Okay, so his son probably asked him at one point, Dad, can I have a dog? And Adam got his son a dog. But for some reason, Adam is taking the dog for a walk. Maybe Dylan's in school or something like that. So, of course, dogs need exercise, right? And we learned that's one of the pros of owning a pet, is you might get some regular exercise. So what is Bess's response to this?
Well, Bess asks, is this a golden retriever? So we know that Bess seems to know a lot about dogs, and she is interested in dogs. She says, he is a golden retriever, right? And if you know about dogs, golden retrievers are mid-sized dogs. They're light brown color, and they're very friendly dogs.
They sure are. They're beautiful dogs. I love golden retrievers myself. Well, Adam tells her, yes, we've had him about 3 weeks, and already we can't live without him. Now, if you can't live without something, it means that thing or that person is so dear to you that you can't imagine life without that person. But of course, this makes Bess curious. She wonders, really? Why? What? How could you not live without your pet?
That's right. And Adam says, he's such a great companion, so friendly and playful. And earlier we mentioned how Pets can be your constant companion, and dogs especially are usually friendly and playful. They like to have fun.
Definitely. And another word we can use for a dog like this is high-spirited. That's the word Bess used, because she's looking at the dog and she says, well, he seems kind of high-spirited, all right. Maybe he's running around or he's pretty excited. If you're high-spirited, then you have a lot of energy, you're lively, you like to have fun, and dogs can definitely be high-spirited. Well, before we go any further, we need to look specifically at the structure of this sentence, so let's go to Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. It's time for Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here with a furry friend, since our article for today is about pets. Okay, let's have a look at today's sentence. He seems kind of high-spirited, all right. I'd like to point out two phrases, kind of and all right. Let's first look at all right. Normally, it would mean okay, but in this case, it means without a doubt. So, in today's sentence, the speaker is saying that the dog seems high-spirited without a doubt. But then we have the other phrase, kind of. It means rather and is used in conversations where people don't want to be too direct. In today's sentence, for example, we see that the speaker is commenting on her friend's dog. Because she doesn't want to sound rude by directly describing her friend's dog as high-spirited, she uses the phrase kind of high-spirited to sound more polite. This combination of kind of plus all right is often found in English conversations. Whenever you want to make an observation but don't want to appear rude or too direct, consider using this pattern. For example, you're invited to a new restaurant and your dish is quite spicy. So you can say, this dish is kind of spicy, all right. Or maybe you're in an air-conditioned room and it's very cold. So you could say, the air conditioning is kind of strong, all right. Or, it is kind of cold in here, all right. Okay, if you want more example sentences, you'll find them in today's article in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today's Grammar on the Go. This is Liz Archer, signing off.
Thanks, Liz. Well, the dog is high-spirited. He is full of energy and excitement, but he is calming down, and Adam says, and he's teaching Dylan responsibility because Dylan has to feed and exercise him every day.
Okay, so it's a win-win situation, right? It's good for the dog to have loving owners and owners who will take the dog out for walks, but it's also good for the son, who is learning responsibility and to help take care of a pet. That's a great thing for a child to learn. So Bess turns to Adam and she says, so why are you walking him today? Well, remember, we asked this earlier. Why isn't Dylan walking the dog? Why is Adam walking the dog, Esther?
That's right. Well, Adam says because Dylan is at basketball practice, so he asked me to take the dog on a walk. So Dylan is very responsible, and ever since having this dog, he needs to take the dog on a walk, but he can't make it today, so his father is taking the dog on a walk.
Well, that's a nice dad for you, isn't it? Well, we've learned a lot of reasons why it would be great to own a pet. There are many pros to owning a pet. What do you think, friends? Right now, we're going to visit the chat room, so don't go away.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. And today we'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. So, Ken, what should we chat about today?
I was wondering why Dylan had basketball practice after school. Don't they practice during school in their physical education class?
Yes, though that is a class. This is an extracurricular activity. The kids that are on the school sports teams after school have to try out and be chosen to play, while physical education class is for everybody.
Do they play the same sports in physical education that sports teams play?
Usually, yes. But PE class actually plays a lot more different games than competitive school sports. The PE class is where they learn about sports and all the rules.
And the after-school sports are more competitive?
Right, especially if you're on a varsity team.
Varsity team?
That's right. In the United States, varsity sports teams are the principal athletic teams that represent a high school or university. Such teams compete against the principal athletic teams of other schools.
在今天的课文中，我们看到 Dylan 放学以后要去练习打篮球，这并不是 physical education class 体育课，这是所谓的 extracurricular activity。 Curriculum 是课业课程，extracurricular 是超越 课业的，所以 extracurricular activity 就是放学后的课外活动。如果他的篮球打得很好，他可以去 try out 参加甄选，看看能不能够加入 varsity team 就是校队。Linda, I heard that things are a bit different in Australia.
Yes, they are. In Australia, they have clubs instead of extracurricular activities.They have school sports teams that practice during school time, but a lot of children join clubs for different sports outside of their schools, and the clubs compete against one another. I was really quite surprised at how different it was in the States.
澳洲就跟美国不一样，如果你要加入校队，你是参加一个 club, 而且是在上学的时间练球，而不是放学后，所以并不算是一个 extracurricular activity.
And here's a good extracurricular activity, learning some language tips from Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今文章第一个重点我们来看 unconditionally 这个副词。我们看到这个字里面有 unconditional, 无条件的这个形容词。所以副词 unconditionally 是指无条件的或者是绝对的。例如 ,the army surrendered to their enemy unconditionally,这支军队无条件地向敌方投降，或者是 Ted accepted the offer from the company unconditionally. Ted 毫无保留地接受公司所开出的条件。接下来我们看的是 camaraderie 这个不可数名词，注意它的重音在 RA 这个音节，念成 camaraderie。Camaraderie 源自于法文，意思是同僚之间的感情，或者是友谊或友爱。例如After 8 weeks at the summer camp, the boys formed a sense of camaraderie. 在夏令营八个星期下来，这些男孩子建立了一种同甘共苦的友情。最后我们看的是 mortality 这个不可数名词，注意它的重音是在 TA 这个音节，念成 mortality。Mortality 是指死亡的人数，课文提到的 mortality rate 是指死亡率，例如The mortality rate of infants is higher in this area due to a lack of medical institutes. 因为医疗院所的缺乏，这个地区婴儿的死亡率比较高。Mortality 也指必须一死的命运。例如 ,the movie deals with life and mortality. 这部电影讨论生命和死亡的议题。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
Furry friend or frustrating foe? The pros and cons of owning a pet. Pro: constant companion. Imagine having a companion who cheers you up, improves your health, and loves you unconditionally. This type of camaraderie might sound too good to be true, but for many people, pets fill this role. In the United States alone, approximately 63% of all households.Have discovered this valuable form of friendship. Health benefits. Pets have the power to improve both the mental and physical health of their owners. In fact, some researchers have discovered that pets have the ability to combat depression, give a sense of purpose, and decrease their owner's blood pressure. They can even help people live longer lives. One nursing home actually experienced a 15% lower mortality rate after welcoming pets into their facility. Conversation.
Hi, Adam. Is that your dog?
Actually, he's my son Dylan's dog. I'm just taking him for a walk today.
He's a golden retriever, right?
Yes. We've had him about 3 weeks, and already, we can't live without him.
Really? Why?
He's such a great companion.So friendly and playful.
He seems kind of high-spirited, all right.
Yes, but he is calming down. And he's teaching Dylan responsibility because he has to feed and exercise him every day.
So why are you walking him today?
Dylan asked me to because he has basketball practice after school today.
Well, yes, dogs can be great companions, so friendly and playful. Furry friend is indeed a fitting label, but at the same time, they can be a lot of work, don't you think? Tomorrow, we'll look at some of the cons or disadvantages to having a furry pet. Friends, we here at Studio Classroom hope you and any pets you have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
听力课堂, 听class.com